Zone 1. Friday. Sport.
A very good evening. Welcome to Friday Sport. In the next half hour, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. It's the Betfred Cup final at Hampden on Sunday, of course, a 3 p.m. kickoff for Aberdeen against Celtic. And Dave Galloway, as ever, you've been chatting to Derek McInnes.
Yes, and the manager says that he'd love to lead the Dons to silverware again.
To define an era, a successful era at the club, you know, I think you would normally put that synonymous with trophies. And, you know, we've put up title fights, we've been involved in European football again, we've won one trophy, we're in another cup final, we're debt free. I think there's good energy about the club at the minute, on and off the pitch. You know, in the boardroom we've worked extremely hard to get us debt free. There's ambition, enthusiasm to get the training ground, the new stadium, you know, we're as close as we've ever been to that. And on the pitch we've got a team of value, a team that's fully committed and give ourselves a chance to win. So I think the momentum's been clear for that. But when people look back in 25, 30 years from now, the successful era will be determined through trophies, and we want to try and win more to kind of demonstrate the period, really. I think in both games that we played, Celtic had showed real, they had some real good play to get the victories, and they deserved both victories. You know, we kind of get away for that, but there was periods in both games that we felt that they'll remember. We certainly remember, and it's important that we try and make have more of the game in that kind of vein. And we're in good form. I think that, you know, players that we've got at the club at the minute, more than a few of them are in a good place with their own game. And I think cup finals and big games, you know, a lot's made of team and tactics and selection and all that, but normally individual performance and good individual play or a mistake separates bigger games, and hopefully we can limit the mistakes and have good top performers. I'm confident we've got some match winners in our team come Sunday. Recognise they have as well. So it's getting that balance between attacking and defending and giving yourselves the best chance to win, but we feel it's a game we can win.
Derek, the fact that a lot of people outside the North East will probably be writing Aberdeen off, does that have any influence on your thoughts at all? Does it make you determined to maybe ram a few words down people's throats?
No, because I understand why Celtic are overwhelming favourites, and I'm totally comfortable with that. You know, it's you know, they're expected to win it. We're expected to put up a good fight and probably not win it. But you know, it's up to us and to make sure that it goes our way in the gate on the day. And you know, I think that we just want to go and give a performance that we're capable of, and deal with what's in front of us. But I want the players to have the same confidence and trust that I have in them. I see them every day, and I know how driven they are, how committed they are, and you know, just make sure that we come back to Aberdeen really pleased with our performance and a winner's medal in my pocket.
Of course, Derek, the game is being played in Celtic's backyard, but Aberdeen will have half the stadium. How important could that be?
Yeah, I think it is important, both visually in terms of what our fans can create, that noise and atmosphere. And I think there'll be times in the game that, you know, my players will need that. And I think it's you know, psychologically running out and having that split support is good. So it's, but the game's played on the pitch. The majority of the good work will have to get done on the pitch. There's been good work be done off the pitch. The supporters are there in good numbers. There's a display, I believe, and, you know, we appreciate an initiative to create that atmosphere. But hopefully the good work's on the pitch from our team and we can get the job done.
Apart from the gaffer, I've been chatting to the players. First up, Mark Reynolds.
It's not often Aberdeen are underdogs for a game, Mark, but this is clearly the case. Can you use that to your advantage on Sunday?
I think so. As I said there, it's in terms of ourselves and looking at underdogs or our favourites going to game, we've got used to playing under pressure now. The last few seasons, we've been under pressure to win games and get big results and continuously get good results. And I think more often than not, we've started answering up. So for us, as I say, our concentration and our focus is always just on our changing them and what we can affect. The training's looking good, it's a good tempo, everybody's absolutely buzzing for it. So for us, that's all we can focus on and that's all we'll be interested in. So regardless of us being underdogs or favourites or what's expected, think we've always just worried about our own expectations, and that's always stood in good stead, so I think that's what we'll do going into this game.
You enjoyed the taste of success, of course, in 2014, winning this trophy, Mark. It'd be great to make trophy winning a habit, wouldn't it, by winning on Sunday as well?
Definitely. I mean, I think there's been teams that have come out and won this trophy, and there's teams that have had not very good periods of success but have won a trophy, and I think for us to do that and back that up with continued success, it sends out a real statement, and we don't want to be a team that just wins the odd trophy, or doesn't want to be a team that's challenging for first, second in the league. We want to be a team that's in cup finals and bringing trophies home every other season. So it's kind of a statement of intent for us that's what we want to be.
Mark Reynolds there. Good evening. You're on North Sound 1's Friday Sport League Cup Final Special. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me tonight, as well as Dave Galloway, is Andrew Shiney. And Andrew, the build-up to any Cup Final, National Cup Final, it's always adds that wee bit of excitement. I know everybody talks about, from the players' point of view, treat it like a normal game, but it's impossible to do just that.
Well, as you say, you just cannot ignore the fact that it is a Cup Final. I'll bet all the players have been the most popular people in the North East for the last 3 or 4 weeks, as everybody tries to get tickets to go to see them on Sunday down at Hampden. But I think the way Derek McInnes has done his preparations is the right way. He got all the media stuff done and dusted at the beginning of the week, moved down to St Andrews where the guys can just focus 100% on the game without any intrusion from outside sources at all, and they will be totally focused on the task in hand come Sunday.
And Dave, say Derek himself said, you know, taking the players away to St Andrews, it means they're not being stopped everywhere they go in Wishlot. I'm sure they'll still be stopped in St Andrews as well and in the hotel, but it's just a wee bit of preparation for the game itself and get everything else out of their minds.
Yeah, totally. I mean, the physical side of things, being fit, etc., is very important, but also the mental side of things is really important. The preparation has got to be spot on physically and mentally, and I think, you know, going away to St Andrews, certainly not for a wee break, but they will be getting put through the mill these last few days, that's for sure, but they will also be fully focused as well, and hey, that could just make the difference between winning the cup and not winning the cup.
The fitness room has been a quiet affair this week.
Surprise,
physios not as busy as they normally are, but what compared to the 2014 final, a real different problem for Derek. His problem is who to leave out.
Well, indeed. I mean, you cast your mind back to the 2014 final, and I was actually watching the rerun of that this morning, and I'd forgotten.
Must have put you back to sleep.
Just about. I'd forgotten the fact that Niall McGinn was a doubt in the lead up to the game. Of course, Peter Pollitt missed out. Seconds into the game, we lost Johnny Hayes, and it's a nice position that the gaffer's in now, that he's got everybody fit, everybody raring to go, and he's got a stronger squad this time.
Now, I've also been speaking with Graham Shinney. He told me about how he approaches a huge game like a cup final.
You can't be too overly focused and everything on that. You need to relax a wee bit as well and enjoy it as well, because it's an enjoyable week for everyone. The build up to the game and everything comes with it is brilliant for everyone to enjoy. So as much as the focus is there when you need it, relaxation is good as well.
The fact, Graham, that you're an Aberdeen fan as well as an Aberdeen player, would that make it all the more special to lift the trophy on Sunday?
I think I'm a passionate player anyway, and no matter who I play for or what I do, 150% of my attitude is there anyway, so everything I'm doing is to try and win this trophy for Aberdeen, and like I say, it'll be massive for me on a personal note, but it'll be even bigger for the club and the fans that'll be there. We know how big the fan base is here, and we've seen that again up at Inverness in the last game, so I think for us to repay them with a trophy win would be brilliant.
We all know that Celtic have been in imperious form domestically, a bit like a juggernaut, some would say. I guess it's an exciting challenge for you and the guys to try and stop that juggernaut.
Yeah, definitely, and as much as they're on the form that they're on, like I said, we're coming off the back of two great wins. Confidence is sky high in the team. And last year we beat Celtic twice, so
that's another thing that we can look at, and if we play at the top of our game, we know that we can cause some problems.
Graham Shinney there, and just before we go for a break, we'll get you lads' teams and your one to watch, and of course the all-important, well, I say all-important, it's very rarely right, but the should be all-important score prediction. Andrew, we'll start off with your starting lineup.
I think we'll see just the one change from the team that played last week. I think Jaden Stockley will have to drop to the bench and Niall McGinn will start, so it'll be Lewis, Logan, O'Connor, Considine, Shinney, Madison, Jack, McLean, Hayes, McGinn and Rooney.
Dave?
I've gone for Joe Lewis in goals, Shea Logan, Mark Reynolds, Anthony O'Connor and Andy Considine at the back. I've got two sitters, Ryan Jack and Graham Shinney. Then Niall McGinn, James Madison and Johnny Hayes behind. Now, this was a really tough one. I've got Jaden Stockley up front.
Ooh, controversial. And your one to watch?
My one to watch, Joe Lewis. What a revelation he has been for Aberdeen. In between the sticks, he inspires so much confidence in those players in front of him, not just the back four, but the rest of the team. He could be a key man.
Andrew?
Every single one of them. Oh, because we have to be everyone on the money if we're going to win this game. We can't afford to be even 5% short of top form, because Celtic are such a dangerous opponent. So every single one in the Aberdeen strip is the one to watch on Sunday.
Okay, well, I can tell you I've gone for 2-1. Obviously, I'm not even...
Yes, I did see that on Twitter, that John Mellis has gone 2-1 as well.
Yeah.
And you've gone 2-1. I fancy 2-1 as well. I just somehow think we're going to get a repeat of 1976 all over again.
I have 2-1 written down here.
Well, so we know it's not going to be 2-1 then.
I believe Celtic will score, but I believe we will score more than them.
Okay, still lots to come. We'll continue our build-up to Sunday's final after these. Friday Sport. This is North Sound 1. You're listening to North Sound 1's Friday Sport. The Dons face Celtic at Hampden on Sunday in the Betfred Cup final. Well, we've heard from the Aberdeen camp. Here's Celtic goalkeeper Craig Gordon.
It's going to be tough. We know the qualities that Aberdeen possess. So we've played them twice already this season. So we know what we're up against, and we know we're in for a very tough game. So we look forward to it, and we'll go into the game looking to win it. They've added a couple of players, but in terms of their style of play, they're quite similar to what they were before. And we've always had hard games, and they've been quite close games. So I'm expecting nothing different this time. It's going to be a big test, and we're going to have to play very well to win the game.
It'll be a battle as always. They'll want to win it as much as we do, so it'll be a really good test and hopefully a really good game to watch. You're going to have different challenges, and we've got a huge one again on Sunday, a completely different tie. It's a cup final, anything could happen, so you know, we get tested every week. Obviously it'll be a huge boost to us, and something we really want to win, and something we've been working very hard for, and you know, as a target for us. So if we get that trophy in the bag, and it'll just, you know, be another positive and a very good start.
You also heard there from Stuart Armstrong, and the 50-50 split. Dave mentioned it to the gaffer in his interview, but it will be a nice problem going down to a final in Glasgow and having half of the attendance there.
Absolutely. I mean, I can recall going down as a supporter back in the 80s, and it was great because we used to win all the time when we went down there, and there was nothing more pleasurable than seeing three times, four times as many opposition fans going away with their tears streaming down their faces. But yeah, and I think the display that is going to be set up will be pivotal as well. It'll really lift the players when they come out to see that half the ground is bathed in red and white, and you know, it'll be a wee bit of a shake up for Celtic as well, because normally cup finals for them, it's like a home game, so the crowd has a huge part to play in this one.
Absolutely. Well, you went for everybody in a red shirt as your one to watch. We've also been asking former Don Neil Cooper, who's important in red on Sunday.
They're all key men. I mean, the one player I've said the last two seasons, who I still think, you know, and does so well for Aberdeen, is Considine. You know, I think through the team, the goalie's done fantastically well coming since he came in.
Yeah, big Joe.
Very good. Really like the way he dominates the box and talks to the back four. But just throughout the team, you know, I think they've got strength and depth, and nothing should fear Aberdeen. Aberdeen are going into it, and it's exciting for the people of Aberdeen to go, that are going down the weekend.
Of course, when you were with the Dons, Neil, winning was a habit. You won 9 trophies at the club. It would be great if Derek and the lads could build on what they achieved in 2014, get the trophy, and then maybe make winning a habit, make silverware a habit for the current Aberdeen squad.
That was fantastic what they did in 2014. I think Derek and Tony themselves would have said, right, listen, this season's important. We need to try and win trophies. And that was built into us as a team in the 80s. But if they do win the cup at the weekend, then it just breeds more confidence throughout the team, and they can push on with the league and then look forward to the Scottish Cup ahead. The players will be all looking forward to it, and quite rightly so. They deserve to be there, and you know, they've got to go and enjoy it. If they enjoy it and play like they can play, I'm sure they can beat Celtic.
Neil Cooper there, and there is a real belief, I think, in the squad, Dave, that albeit we know how good Celtic are, that there is a real belief that in a cup final, you know, 11 against 11, 50-50 split in terms of supporters, say, if we all play as we know we can, then we can do it.
Yeah, belief is the key word. Belief is as important as any other ingredient that goes into winning a trophy, Dave. You know, if the players didn't believe genuinely that they could beat Celtic, there's no point in turning up. And if anybody was of that mindset, Derek wouldn't let them anywhere near the squad. He's a winner, and he only wants winners in his team.
Absolutely. Well, you also spoke to Gordon Duncan from Don Supporters Together, and he does feel that the crowd might make a difference.
When you're at a game like that, you get caught up in the, you know, the tension of it, and at times forget to get behind the team. But I think if we can get behind them at the right times when they need us to be behind them, then that can make a big difference. You know, we've just got to, whatever's happening, we've just got to stick with them for the whole 90 minutes, 120 penalties, whatever it is.
And of course, there's going to be a wonderful fans display. There was a great one before the 2014 Cup final at Parkhead. This should be something special as well. How important is it that as many people as possible help out to set something like this up? Because it's not done by magic, is it?
Well, that's right. That's important as well. Because I mean, last time there was a lot of setup done for 2 days before it. This day, I mean, they tried to do it in 1 day. So as many people as they can get to help, the better. Because it was sensational display the last time.
Andrew, we would prefer to win it in normal time, not penalties again like last time.
Yeah, but as I said earlier, I just have a sneaking suspicion that it's going to go to the 120 minute mark as it happened in 1976. You know, Celtic don't have great memories of League Cup finals. This is their 31st, and they've got a 50-50 win-lose ratio. So they've lost games at Hampden in recent years that they've been fully expected to win. You just think of the Ross County League Cup semi-final last year, losing to Inverness in the Scottish Cup semi-final. So, and the other thing is, we've got probably as many, if not more, players in our squad who have tasted cup success than Celtic have. So, you know, I think the experience of having won it a couple of years ago will stand Aberdeen in very good stead. But it's such a tight game to call that it may well go all the way to penalties. But it would be nice to think that it was a free-flowing game, that we're 2-0 up going into the last seconds of the game, and then, OK, we'll begrudgingly allow Celtic a wee consolation, as happened in the league game last season, remember?
Yes, I remember it. Well, one of the few games I do actually remember well. But yeah, there's such a lot of pressure on Celtic because so many people are saying, well, this will be the first of the treble.
Yeah, the weight of expectation, maybe that might hopefully weigh too heavily on their shoulders, because it's an exact opposite of what Celtic went through against Barcelona the other night. Nobody gave Celtic a chance, everybody favoured Barcelona, and rightly so. And now it's almost the complete opposite. Very few people outside of the Aberdeen fan base give Aberdeen any chance of beating Celtic. All the pressure's on them. Like you say, they're expected in many quarters just to sweep all three trophies up before them.
Well, and I think as well, you cast your mind back to 2014, there was huge expectation in Aberdeen because it was Inverness, you know. Yeah. And it was 19 years since we'd won a trophy, so this time the pressure's, as Dave said, all on Celtic, completely off Aberdeen. It's a no-lose situation.
Well, Don's vice chairman, George Yule, he's under no illusions as to the importance of this game.
The cup final will take care of itself. It's great for the club, but not just the club. It's great for the city and the area at a time over the last couple of years when it's been fairly depressed because of the lower oil price. And the value... And the smiles that it brings to people's faces, the club even participating in a cup final, is enormous. You really can't put a price on it. But having said that, we're not going there as spectators, we're going there to win.
Okay, all the best to Peterhead. They're at home to Alloa in the second round of the Scottish Cup. And we won't have our usual roundup of Highland League and juniors this weekend, but best of all, I'm sure the Frost will have something to say with some of these fixtures. But of course, 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. The Dons with a chance to get a trophy in
Sunday,
even on Sunday as well. That's how.
You turn up on Saturday and you'll
be there on Sunday. Come on, you Reds.
Quiet.
See you next weekend.
Wanderer all of my life, and many a sight I've seen. Godspeed the day.